Okay. Hello, children. I didn't have Grandpa David Aitken on my list, but sometimes they call me David or Mr. Aitken. Grandpa Aitken is okay. Welcome, children. I want to tell you a little bit about myself when I was your age. Can you believe that everyone out here in this audience was little or small like you at one time? And even me, I was your size one time. And you know that your mothers and fathers want you to grow up to know who Jesus is.
Jesus is our Lord.
That's right, he is. I'm just going to put this down a minute. It's upside down. Now, the main thing your mothers and fathers want you to know is who Jesus is. If you know and trust Jesus, you'll learn that you probably have a guardian angel. We all have guardian angels. Sometimes several take care of us when we're in danger. And your Sabbath school teacher, like Margie, and the juniors, and the primary, and all the teachers, try to teach you about Jesus. And when I was little, I remembered what they taught me in Sabbath school and what my mother taught me. I lived on a farm in Kansas. And what do you have on farms? Can you tell me? What kind of, yes, Josie? She says pigs and horses. What else do you have? Cows?
Sheep.
Sheep? I didn't have any sheep, but I had all those other things. I had a horse called Ginger. Donkeys? Yes, I didn't have a donkey, but I know someone that does. Yes. Goats? Okay. My neighbor had goats. Anything else? What? Toys? I had toys. Okay, and we had lots of equipment for making hay for the cattle. We had equipment for doing silage, where you blow all this chopped up stuff in the silos. And we raised grain. And what else is on a farm? Well, there's some things that can be kind of dangerous, like wells. You know what a well is? When the pioneers, okay.
It's something that lives in the water.
That's right. It's a hole in the ground, and our early pioneers that came out here didn't have running water where you just turn a spigot on. They dug a big hole down in the ground and lined it with rocks, and it would fill up with water, and they would get their water out of it. Well, wells normally had wooden covers, and sometimes they can rot. So you always want to be careful if you're around a well, because if you fell in, no one would probably hear you. Now, we also had something else on our farm. We had four ponds. You know what a pond is? A pond is a hole in the ground, and the big caterpillar that makes it pushes the dirt up into a dam, we call it. It's a mound of dirt, and the hole that's left fills up with water. And what's around a pond that a little boy likes? Frogs?
Ducks?
What? What did he say? Mud, you bet, mud. Mud. And you know what else liked the mud on my farm? Pigs. Pigs like to get in the mud when it's real hot and stay cool and root around in it. That's another deal. Anyway, this little boy, Dave, myself, had this horse, Ginger. I come home from church one day. job, my chores, was to go get the cows to milk. And I didn't want to walk way out, well, you know, from here to the VA hospital to get these cows. So I got this horse, Ginger, and I wasn't big enough to put the saddle on, so I put a bridle on him. Stood on a bale of hay and put a bridle on him. It was real hot that Sabbath day, and I finally got on this horse and rode him bareback out to get these two cows. And these cows would always go the furthest place in the field away, two or three fields away. Got on the horse, started riding, and the horse didn't go where the cows were. And I couldn't make him go. He knew where the pond was. What does ponds have in them? Water. And the title of my little talk is A Child's Simple Prayer. If you can remember who Jesus is and to trust him, he'll answer your prayer. The horse went directly to the pond, and he went in the pond, and he started swimming across the pond, and I started floating off of his back, and I couldn't swim. And I grabbed a hold of his mane, that's the hair on the back of his neck, and held on for dear life. And what do you think I said? A little child's prayer. Jesus, help me, because I was afraid I was going to lose hold of his hair and I might drown out there. Finally, that horse came to the other side, and there was mud. I felt mud, and I was glad to feel it. One of our other ponds, a boy from school came home with me. He didn't have a mother. He liked to come out to my house and have fun. He lived in town. And he said, let's go down to the pond. This was another big pond. And before I knew it, he'd stripped all of his clothes off. And I did too. We just got in the water. And he started swimming across. Well, I followed him. And he swam across. I got about, well, most of the way, not all the way. And I went down. I got scared. And I gulped some water, and I came up, and I went down again. I was trying to dog paddle across. You know what dog paddle is? It's like a dog swims. And what do you think I said? Child, simple prayer. If you know who Jesus is, you'll ask for him in a time of need. Jesus, please help me. And, you know, Bobby was already across the pond, and I came up the second time, and I said, I need help, help. And he said, I think the angel said through Bobby, just stand up and walk out. I was drowning in shallow water. So, and then the other pond we had, I'll tell you real quick, in the wintertime, it's real cold in Kansas. And the ice builds up on the pond. And you know what little boys like to do when there's ice on a pond and it's just like glass?
Skate on it.
We skate on it with our shoes. And I got up on the dam. I was by myself. I got up on the dam and I ran off and slid across the ice. Three times. I wasn't paying attention. Sometimes this ice isn't thick all the way across. And I...
You
don't want to slip, but you don't want the ice to break either. And that's what happened. I slid all the way across from here to that other room. And I could see, hey, this is slushy. Boom, boom. I was down in the water through the ice. No one out there to help me. What did I say? This child's simple prayer. You know who Jesus is? Jesus, help me. And I started pawing at the ice, and I found the mud. And I was able to get out. So always remember that you have guardian angels watching over you. And if you know who Jesus is, just call on his name, and he'll help you. I have something here that I'll share with you before you. It's a picture of guardian angel watching a child near the water. Okay, just come by and I'll hand it out to you. And you can go back to your seats as soon as you get a picture. I have to thank my wife for making these for me, because I hope I have all of them that we need. I hope I don't run out. Okay, let's make sure we get everyone here. Here you go. Did you get two? Okay, remember now, call on Jesus when you need him and your angel. Go to your seats.